From their debut album, Stands for Decibels, that's the DBs here on the Viva La Mach radio program with their song, Bad Reputation. I was actually just reading a couple days ago how the DBs have a new release out. It's not new music, I don't believe. I think it's archival music, but it's put out on a little label that Jefferson Holt, the former manager of REM, has put together. And so that means the Moxer is going to have to go and search that one out and put it into his collection, and of course, maybe play some songs off of it for you. Before the DBs, the Flower Pot Men, not the 60s Flower Pot Men. This was the Flower Pot Men that you found on the Ferris Bueller's Day Off soundtrack. The name of the track was Beat City. That 45 was originally given out as a promotional item because there was never a soundtrack for that movie, never an official soundtrack when it first came out. I think one came out later, but John Hughes always said it wasn't a cohesive tracking of songs to make it into a soundtrack, so he did not actually put one out with that movie. But a promotional 45 was given out to some select screenings of it, and that was from one of those promotional 45s. Martha and the Muffins with Echo Beach in that set as well. Mando Richard, who does an eclectic folk show called Whiskey Before Breakfast every Wednesday at 11, he suggested that for me. I said, yeah, we'll play it, and we started off the entire set from back, talk about archives, Wire Train and Chamber of Hellos here on Viva La Mach.
One in six women is a victim of sexual assault. Now think about your father, your brother, your best friend. Men are victims too. Rape can happen to anyone. This is Christina Ricci with RAIN, encouraging you to call the National Sexual Assault Hotline to learn how to support someone you love. Call 1-800-656-HOPE or visit RAIN.org. That's RAINN.ORG.
Brought to you by RAIN and this station.
You are listening to 88.3 FM, WRCT Pittsburgh, a little show called the Viva La Mach. My name is Paul Ian, the Mochster, hanging out with you, playing some music. Let's turn it up a little bit for this next set. It's Overwhelming Color Fast.
Yeah.
Hey, that's Slade reminding you, hey, mama, we're all crazy now, especially since you're listening to WRCT and me, the Mockster, on a little show called Viva La Mock. Now, I don't know about you, but I know for me, I really wasn't familiar with Slade until Quiet Riot put out Come On, Feel the Noise. And at that point, I don't think I even knew that that was a Slade cover. And then Quiet Riot put out another single of the song I just played, their version of Mama, We're All Crazy Now. And then all of a sudden, I'm like, huh. And people are like, those are Slade songs. And I'm like, who's Slade? And then as the 80s progress and Slade puts out like My Oh My and Run Run Away, I'm starting to expand my musical horizons and learn these things. So, and speaking of Quiet Riot, would you believe it's been 17 years since we lost Kevin DeBrow? He was only 52 when he passed, and it's been 17 years now. So just telling you those things. I'm also telling you that I played The Cult in that set of music. Went back and played Rain, not only because it's been raining, but mostly because it's a great song and it would fit in that set of music. You know, it's November. It's raining. It's November rain. Oh, yeah. I'm not going to not play that song. I'm just telling you. I'm not going to waste 9 minutes of my airtime to play that song. You can just hum it. You can hum it while I'm talking. Let's just do that together. You hum it while I'm talking, and I'll tell you the other songs I played. L7 before The Cult, Pretend We're Dead. Now I went back to the hit because why? It's a good song. And I'm a hit playing radio show. Have you not heard all the hits I've been playing? Yeah, think about that. Before The L7, speaking of hits, Overwhelming Color Fast doing their version of You Keep Me Hanging On started off that entire set of music. I know, I keep you hanging on, or maybe I keep me hanging on. I don't know what's going on, but if there's a song you want to hear on a future show, you got to send me a request. You can do that by sending me an email at wrctrequest@gmail.com. My name is Paul. I am the Mockster. I always appreciate when you decide to tune into my little radio show, as it happens each and every week at this time. Next set of music I've specially formulated thematically. I think I do every set that way, but this one's going to be pretty, pretty blatant. Starting off with some Wolf Parade and their song Palm Road here on Viva La Mock.
Baby Wolf is an awful dream, rotten tropics by the sea, just up from a father's place, cutting through an empty space. The trash would turn to gold. Home road, home road, home road, home road. We could see it from the shore. City's ragged, burning core. Hole in the sky, my fish got drowned. Something moving underground. The world.
rolling down a Diamondback heart. It ain't a good roll, but a place to start. She wasn't the best and I wasn't the worst. If true love was water, we'd have died of thirst. The cord in the backseat ready to strike. Love bites deep in the middle of the night. Out on Rattlesnake Road. Yeah. I'm a full moon fool when the moon comes up. We're drinking whiskey straight from a Dixie cup. I got my top laid back and the lights turned out. We're gonna find out soon what it's all about. Love is a poison, passion's a sin. Straight to your heart when the banks ain't in. Out on the Rattlesnake Road. They're twisting and turning, out of control. Rattlesnake Road, won't let go. We're too young to quit, too old to try. I sell my soul for one more ride. Out on the Rattlesnake Road. We did was a crime. She was 16 going on 29. Yeah, she shook me up and she rattled my chain and she whipped me down like the driving rain. Out on Rattlesnake Road. They're pushing and turning out of control. Rattlesnake Road won't let go. We're too young to quit, too old to try. So my soul for one more ride. Out on the Rattlesnake Road. Oh yeah, Rattlesnake Road. Here they come.
Everybody knew that it made me shine. bad. Head left a holler, everything had. For my time, but I've been told to never come back from Copperhead Road. In a big black Dodge, bought it at an auction at the Mason's Lodge. Johnson County Sheriff painted on the side. Just shot a coat of primer and looked inside. Well, him and my uncle tore that engine down. I still remember that rumbling sound. And then the sheriff came around in the middle of the night. Heard mama crying that something wasn't right. He's headed down to Knoxville with a weekly load. You can smell a whiskey burning down Copperhead Road. We'll be right back.
Yeah, you guessed it. That's Cinderella. That is the monster who just made a statement about not playing another metal-ish band. I don't even know if I want to even call Guns N' Roses metal, and these guys were kind of a glam rock thing. But you, whatever it was from back in the day, Gypsy Road, Cinderella here on the Viva La Mock radio program. You know, Cinderella is a band that I always thought were New Jersey. I thought they were a New Jersey band. Bon Jovi discovered them. Garden State, but they were from the suburbs of Philly, and actually Gene Simmons tried to get them signed to a label before Bon Jovi. So what do I know? What do I know? Do you know? Did you figure out the theme? The theme of that set? Yeah, those were all songs about a road. Gypsy Road. Before that, Steve Earle doing Copperhead Road. Before that, the Outlaws and Rattlesnake Road. I have to thank my rocking attorney for that one because he slipped me the CD and he said, Moxie, you might like this. And when I opened it, there was a 20 inside. And I'm like, huh, he must have left some money in here. And then I listened to the CD and then I put the money back in there and I gave it back to him because I'm like, all right, I enjoy this, but you left money in there. And I still played it. Rattlesnake Road, as I mentioned, by the Outlaws. And Wolf Parade started off the entire set with Palm Road. Maybe not actual roads you can find street signs for, but I figured, why not? Let's make that a fun set of music. Speaking of fun sets of music and my rockin' attorney, I've got to remind you that you can join him. Who is he? Eric Jackson Lurie for 2.5 hours of rock and roll, country, and soul. But he focuses on new music by your favorite classic artists. So like the Outlaws. Kind of a classic artist, would you not say? New music, focus. See how all those things go together? Anyway, the show, it airs Thursdays at 8, and then he has an encore presentation at noon on the following Monday. So if you can't stay up late on Thursday, or maybe you said, hey, I heard there's a really cool thing down at Arsenal Lanes called 80s, 90s Night with the Mockster as your host. I can't listen to both at the same time, so now you can. Just not at the same time. So that's Quartz in Session right here on 88.3 FM WRCT Pittsburgh. Yeah, my name is The Mockster. You know, back in 1968, the debut album by the band July came out. It was called July. And then in 2009, 41 years later, the Lemonheads did a cover of a song off that album. Here's the Lemonheads, Dandelion Seeds, on the Viva La Mock radio program.
Floating on the air, never seem to care. Worries have they none? See them drift upon the breeze, dandelion seeds. Blow them and they're gone, fly to the sun. Come be with me, where the air is always clean. Dandelion seeds. It's true.
down on leaves. Birds fly by my side. People look up hopelessly. The dandelion seeds. We'll be right back.
came back. She 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 came back.
Festival man! Festival man!
That is the band F Machine, title track from their 1989 album, Here comes the 21st century here on the Viva La Mach radio program. So what can I tell you about F Machine? I pretty much told you everything I know about F Machine. The album came out in 1989. It was the title track to that album, Here Comes the 21st Century. Oh, I can also tell you it was on Reprise Records. It was on a pretty big label, but I don't know anything else about that band. In fact, I did a Google search, and nothing came up except for they put an album out in 1989 on Reprise Records called Here Comes the 21st Century. Now, I can also tell you that I remember probably it was 1990. I found that album, still sealed, in the long box for like $2 at a Big Lots. And I'm like, I'm going to pick it up. Can't be that bad, can it? And I don't think I ever even opened it. I think I have it stored somewhere, still in the long box, which is good, because then I went to eBay. I'm like, maybe eBay will tell me. And you can buy brand new cutout versions, still in the long box, from 1989 on eBay for more than $2. So, you know, a wise investment if I ever look up selling that. And why it came into my mind this week, I don't know. I was trying to think of songs, and for some reason that came in. I'm like, what did they even sound like? So yeah, that's the genesis of how I get from song in my head to song on the radio for you. Also in that set of music, the Jesus and Mary Chain, a B-side to their original single. The single was Upside Down. The B-side was a Syd Barrett pen tune called Vegetable Man, which was an unreleased Floyd single. It's supposed to be the third single off their second album, finally. And it just never made the album or made a release until 2016 it saw the light of day. Jesus Mary Chain, back in the mid-80s, put it out as a B-side, and I played that for you. Also in that set of music, some live Dream Syndicate, recorded back at Raji's back in the mid-1980s with the Days of Wine and Roses. And I started off the entire set with the Lemonheads, who were recently in town. I don't know if you got a chance to go and see that show, but them doing a cover of the July track, Dandelion Seeds. Get us. I don't know what I'm trying to say. Gets us to where we are now. Coming up on the top of the hour. Before we get to the top of the hour, I want to remind you that every 8 minutes, the American Red Cross brings help and hope to people in need, thanks to the support of everyday heroes like you. The Red Cross is actually able to respond to disasters, big and small. They support military families. They help ensure that blood is available when needed. And they teach life-saving skills like CPR and first aid. So be a hero and donate today. Visit redcross.org or call 1-800-RED-CROSS. This message brought to you by, guess what? The American Red Cross. And, of course, your good friends here at 88.3 FM WRCT Pittsburgh, which includes me, the Mockster. Hey, don't forget, you know, each and every Saturday at noon, we got this thing called Radio 9. And what is it? Well, it's kind of like what top 40 radio sounded like back in the 1970s. Kind of, but not. Because it's a mix of oldies and newies and a bunch of snark. And it's hosted by Uncle Jay Thurber. It's each and every Saturday at noon here on Independent Freeform Radio, 88.3 WRCT, Pittsburgh.
Depose from the faint. Do you think I'm hot? You're listening to WRCT Pittsburgh.
Lauren was having trouble moving. Then her speech was slurred and her face drooped. A stroke seemed so unlikely. She was only 30. I had to react immediately. I called 911 and Lauren quickly received medical attention. Now we don't take anything for granted, especially spending time together as a family. Looking back, I'm so grateful I didn't hesitate to call 911. A quick reaction can make all the difference. Learn signs of stroke. Visit strokeawareness.com.
It is that time of the day right here in WRCT Pittsburgh where I, the Mockster, take a look at the WRCT music and radio calendar. Before we get to the calendar, I want to remind you that Row House Cinema joins you in supporting WRCT. Row House Cinema is a single-screen theater in the historic Lawrenceville neighborhood of Pittsburgh. Now, each week they show a new movie theme that showcases classic cult foreign animated fun and fascinating films in a magical setting with a concession stand that features natural popcorn, real butter, craft beer, and vegan options. Raw Cinema is located at 4115 Butler Street in Lawrenceville. For more information, you can visit their website at rawhousecinema.com or call 412-904-3225. All right, let's get to this WRCT music and radio calendar, let you know some things going on around town. Keeping it as eventful and topical as possible. Like you've got a few more weeks for the Lawrenceville Farmers Market. It's ending on December 14th. It's every Tuesday at 3 p.m. Starts at 3, goes to 7. It's located at Arsenal Park in Lawrenceville. There's over 30 vendors. Rain or shine, snow or sleet, or rain or shine. Again, it's 3 to 7 at Arsenal Park, which is on 40th Street in Lawrenceville. More information, 412-802-7220. Also, the Cranberry Artists Network's Ho Ho Holiday Art Show is taking place now through December 16th at the Cranberry Township Municipal Center in the Back Hall Gallery. Yeah, paintings, drawings, prints, sculptures, jewelry, pottery, all created by Cranberry artists within this network. Yeah, they're members. It's available to view and to purchase. The exhibit is available to view until December 16th, as I mentioned. During the hours, the municipal building is actually open. For more information, just go to CranberryArtistsNetwork.com. That is plural, so it's CranberryArtistsNetwork.com. Also, through the end of December, Monster Fish is happening. It's an exhibit by the National Geographic Society depicting the search for the last of the ancient and giant river fish. The exhibit features life-size sculptures of monster fish as well as videos and hands-on activities. It's on display now through December 27th at the Carnegie Museum of Natural History in Oakland. More information at carnegiemnh.org. Also, the Heinz Galleries at the Carnegie Museum of Art in Oakland are featuring an exhibition called Wildlife, which is bringing together the work of Elizabeth Murray and New York-based sculptor Jesse Reeves. Now, Murray's monumental fractured canvases from the 60s into the 2000s are paired with Reeves' recent sculptures. It's on display now through January 9th at the Heinz Galleries at the Carnegie Museum of Art in Oakland. Their website is cmoa.org. And speaking of that same venue, just a different exhibit, it happens. They can multitask. Fabricated Landscape is presenting cutting-edge spaces designed by 10 international architectural practices led by some of the most innovative minds working in architecture today. It's on display now through January 17th at the Heinz Galleries at the Carnegie Museum of Art. Again, that website, cmoa.org. And then finally, I'm going to tell you about Marisol and Warhol Take New York. What is that? Well, it's charting the emergence